You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D, and I'm coming live from you from a cruise ship in the South Pacific. So I'm actually today at Mystery Island, which is in Vanuatu. So if you all had a wonderful week. So I'm here teaching here on this boat and a psychic development cruise. So this week what we've got coming up on the 7th, which is today, we have Mars, which is going to be in sextile to Pluto. So with that, it can be a boost in your confidence, in your can be a strength. It could also be how you see yourself differently, and there definitely can be a transformation when Pluto's involved. We've also got today, we've got Venus moving into Scorpio. So Venus in Scorpio, it could be a sense of secrets or hidden, and it could be about financial stuff, financial matters or relationships with that. On the 8th, we've got Venus, which is going to be in square to Pluto, which is going to bring some sort of transformation between finances and money. So big thing here this week with relationships, finances, and also communication. But with the square to Pluto, might be an ending of some sort, or you might thinking of change in sort of relationships, how you see certain people in your life or certain finances here, how juggling finances around. There's some sort of ending, but then a new beginning with that. Then we've got on the 8th, we've got Uranus, which is going to be moving back into Taurus, and that is going to be unexpected, unusual things when it comes to finances and money. So that may be that might be hectic. It might sort of create a bit of an unstable world, feeling like things aren't balanced. It could be seeing more natural like events, earthquake, floods may be coming up with Taurus, with Uranus moving back into Taurus. And then also we've got coming up this week, the big thing we have is on the 10th, we have Mercury going to be back into retrograde, and it will be retrograding in Sagittarius. So with that, it can be a sense of communication going a bit haywire. It may affect travel plans. You might have a realization of a certain philosophy that you've got about life that may be changing. It also feel like a sense of creating a bit stubbornness, not wanting to budge. And it could be, this week will be a big week, because on the 13th, we're also going to have a conjunction of Mercury retrograde with Mars. This is the second conjunction we've had with Mars and Mercury being conjunct. Now it's in retrograde, and then we'll have a third one once Mercury moves direct. So this will be in Sagittarius. This could be a war-like energy, could be a war of words, and again, communication really not hitting the mark. It even could be hearing back from someone from the past, could definitely be coming in during this retrograde, and a sense of someone wanting to like speak up for the truth or for honour, not wanting to be trapped. But this is going to be a bit of a hectic retrograde, I feel, just with these other aspects. And then on top of that, we've got this conjunction happening as well. So we do have a caller. So we have a Phyllis who is from Maryland. So Maryland in USA. So hi, Phyllis. How are you today?
I'm fine. And how about yourself?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Oh, I was just wanting a general reading.
Yep. So what do you want me to cover? So about relationships, family, work, finances, what do you want me to cover?
A relationship.
Okay. Let's have a look. I just feel anxious. I don't know if you've got anxiety about this relationship or about someone. I just feel like that like it's puzzling, or you've just
no, I'd like to know if I'm going to meet someone.
Okay. Well, do you pick up around you? I still get the anxiety. So I don't know if it's you or someone else around you that you got that gets an anxiety, and it's about someone else. But I feel like there's something here about trying to like you're trying to bring someone in or trying to keep them with you, but it's like it's like they're sort of running away, or you can't bring them in, or you can't get them to stay. Sorry, I do pick up that as well around you too. Okay. All right, let's put some cards out. Look, I do feel like there could be a chance of meeting someone. I am getting more next year than this year, but I'd also feel like you're quite a sociable and friendly person. So I feel like for you it's more going to be friendship is something stems from there. But I also feel like there could be someone from the past that you're trying to bring in, or someone that you really have deep feelings for that you're really trying to I don't say manifest, but I just feel like bringing in. I feel like there's someone I just feel like someone from the past who couldn't stay. And I just feel like that they. Okay. Well, I'm just feel like someone, there's someone there that I see around you who is waving goodbye. But in terms of future, I do see you being very social, and I do see you being sort of like as a social group of friends. And I do feel like it's going to be more next year than this year. I do want to go around February of when you will meet them. It's part of, you're with other people when you do meet them. And I do feel like it is about like some sort of social group or social group setting that you do meet them in. It's not going to be online. I do feel like it's a face-to-face meeting that you are going to meet them. I do feel like this person may be a little bit older. I feel like they're young at heart. I feel like he likes to have fun, and he may even have like a dog. So I do feel like he walks animal. I see him walking his dog, so he may have a dog as a pet with him too. But I also feel like with you, I do see you packing. So I do feel like there could be traveling coming up for you as well. When it was like going to Hawaii, or you're going to Hawaii, but I just see like there's trouble coming up around you and you're packing. And I do feel like you might be taking the plane for that trip too, as well. I will say this person that you're going to meet, I do feel like that there's a no nonsense with them, but at the same time, there's this lightheartedness, fun about them as well. I keep getting you anxious. I don't know whether or not you're going to be rather anxious when you meet them, or if they're anxious, but I keep on getting it's anxious too around you as well.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay. Is there any other questions you have?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I do feel like that there is someone from your past, because I keep on getting it, and there's someone around you that I feel like the relationship hasn't stuck, but I just feel like that they're still like keeping an eye on you, or there's like could be for social media, but I do feel like there's someone that still sort of, I don't know, like holds a flame out there for you. And I do feel like it's someone from the past.
I don't know who that would be.
I'm not sure, but I do feel like I've been getting it around you that there's someone strongly wanting to reconnect or to, but I just feel like it's someone from the past as well. He's sort of keeping over you too. Do you have any other questions?
No, ma'am. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's okay. So let's, for this week, I do feel like things are, like I said, communication is going to be a bit hectic, and I do think that it is going to be like slow and steady wins the race for this week, and I feel like things may seem like a bit hard done by, or things are just really, or someone's trying to control things, but it's not a week where it's a week where you can't really control things, because I feel like there's just going to be a lot of haywire and miscommunication, and people listening in your power, but I feel like there's also going to be people who may be losing their self-confidence this week as well. I feel like that it's going to be quite confusing that I feel like too, that's kind of coming up, especially when it comes to like financial things and also relationships. Let's do some cards for this week and see what cards we get out for this week. So let's see. Let's have a look. Okay, so we got here. Oh. But I feel like this week there could be, as I said, like be aware of certain details coming up. I do feel like there's a sense here of really taking care and pride in what you're doing, whether it be your work and things that are really looking at all the details. I feel like it's going to be quite easy to make mistakes or mishaps this week. But I just feel like if you can double check things, or you might be looking at being obsessed with something, like, you know, when you create something and you're obsessed about trying to get it to work or trying to get it to make sense, but that's going to be coming up. I also feel like it could be a sense of that you're, like, it's hard work this week. It could be a battle. And I would say don't sign contracts, but it could be a sense of not, it might not be a physical move, but you're moving forward. So this could be like a week where you're having to realize that you're needing to move forward and making adjustments and changes into your life. But I feel like this is thinking of Mercury retrograde, where we need to work from the past. So time to finish off or wrap up projects that you've had where you've created but haven't finished. This is a great time to get them done. And I feel like it's about looking at old projects and old things coming up from the past too this week as well. So I hope you've enjoyed this segment. I'll be back next week. And if you want to join our next cruises, we have one coming up next year. It's a fortnight one from Brisbane to Ali Beach. And then we've got January 2027, which will be from Sydney to Cairns. So that one will be in Queensland. So if you want to contact me, you can. My Facebook page is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady D Psychic. My YouTube is Lady D Psychic, and same as my TikTok, which is Lady D Psychic. I hope you all have an amazing week, and I will see you back at my home, the same place where I usually am. So I hope everyone has a really great week ahead, and I'll see you next week. So bye for now.